Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hi, Rangers. It's me, Jackie Cation. Welcome to the Dork Forest. It's 2024. Let's do this. Here's the credits, of course. Mike Rickberg sang that song at the beginning, and he wrote that song, and he sang it with Sarah Cohen, his wife. And he will sing the Mexican Hat Dance at the end of the program. Also, Patrick Brady, still putting this together. Video, audio, all of it. He's amazing. So, and Vilmos doing JackieCationStore.com. Squarespace is doing the regular Jackie Cation page, and I'm thinking of moving the Dork Forest and DorkForest.com away from WordPress because it's driving me nuts. But those are the credits. But if you go to JackieCation.com, you can get Dork Forest merch. You can get my stand-up merch. You can get my stand-up CDs and DVDs, which you'd have to have devices for those. You can also see videos and find out any number of things. I have another podcast called The Jackie and Laurie Show, but The Dork Forest is the flagship. 18th year, we're doing it, you guys. You can go to my Bandcamp or my YouTube for extra content. Please donate, is what I'm saying. It's 2024, and I think we've been in this long enough. Why don't you guys, everybody send me $100? That's what I'd like you to do. You can PayPal me. There's links all over the pages. You can Venmo me at Jackie Cation. You can find me at a stand-up show and hand me a sweaty wad of 20s. Do something. But I love doing the show. I would love to make some money, is what I'd like to do. In other news, I'm sure there's more things that I should talk about, but I can't think of them. But let's listen to who's going to dork out about something, because that's my favorite part. Thanks for listening, you guys. You're all great. Let's get into the show. Hey, Jackie Cation. I'm in my garage. It's the Dork Forest Rangers. Seriously. You've chosen wisely. It's always a good time here at the Dork Forest, here in my garage, here with Snoopy behind me. Whatever. I'm just, I'm slightly scattered. I love it so, the Dork Forest. And this week, we have, I don't know, have you, Anna Valenzuela, have you been on the show before?
I have not.
Or have I just hung out with you so intensely in the last year and a half that we've talked about it?
We've talked about it a bunch, and then it's just never come together. So I'm so grateful that I'm here. This is so fun.
Right. And so here we are, and there's Gordy staring at me just from the, there's no screen. You could just come in.
Hi, Gordy. Hi, how's it going, buddy? He's like, I know that voice. I know her. Voice.
Weeding off. Anyway, so, but Anna Valenzuela, you have just recorded a new album and special. Is that correct?
Yes. It's called Murder Puss.
Murder Puss.
It'll be out on Burn This Records. And the secret, so Kyle Clark of Jackie and Laurie Show
and his own
directed
podcast.
And did the audio engineering, and it was recorded at the Comedy Fort.
Right.
And it was just a cool experience.
It was a hoot.
A hoot and a holler. A lot happened. A lot happened that was kind of crazy. But I'm really excited. It was a couple months ago, though, right?
That you did. And then, so when do you think anything's going to come out? Any idea?
It's supposed to come out in June. It was actually like, it feels like a couple of months ago. It was November of last year. Can you believe that?
Oh my gosh. So
I know.
You have at least 5 or 10 more minutes that are new. So go see Anna Valenzuela do stand-up comedy.
Oh, yeah.
It's at Anna V, as in Valenzuela.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
So,
The thing about it too, go see me because I have jokes I've had to cut from the special just because there's not enough time. I recorded this special knowing I had 30 minutes in the can already.
Okay.
In the chamber. New material,
ready to go. Yes,
that's my excuse for putting it off for so long.
Fair enough. And now it'll come out in June. You will love it, and then you will go see her, and there will be even more new material. So it'll be super fun. Your dorkdom, you have many, but the first that we will be discussing here on this episode of the Dork Forest, welcome, is on episode 769 here in April. April? Are we in April?
April.
It's April.
Yeah,
it's tax day that we're recording this.
Yeah, it is tax day.
Community college. You've attended some.
Oh, yeah. Have I attended some?
California community college specifically.
Well, actually, I've attended in California and Arizona, and I would say community colleges wherever you are in this country are amazing. Community college in California for a time in the 1970s was free, and it was how grandmother and my uncle and like my dad, like how everybody went to community college to get skills. It changed people's economic lives, and of course, you know. They took it away.
Why wouldn't they? Because it was working.
Yeah.
It was working. Yeah. Heaven forfend. Yes.
Yeah. So community college, gosh. So my dad passed away when I was 17 and I started going to community college right after that because I got my
GED. Tribute.
As a tribute. Yeah. I'm a legacy.
Which was the first one you went to?
Oh my gosh. It was in Arizona. I think it was like Maricopa or Phoenix, like a community college in Phoenix.
Around Phoenix. Okay.
Yeah, around Phoenix. And I moved to California and I had a rough few years and then I popped back up again at Cuesta Community College.
Well,
in
let's
San
talk
Luis
about Phoenix,
Obispo.
Though. Like, how did you get in? How do you apply? What?
How do you apply?
How much is it now? Was it more expensive now than it was back then?
Yeah. Well, especially too, if you come from a situation like me, so if you've had any parents that have done time or have been on disability or worked in the service or done all kinds of stuff,
They don't have to have gone to go to prison. They could also have been in the army.
Yeah. So you can go.
Or just poor.
Super hella poor, which I check off many of those boxes. And so I'll let you guys figure out which ones. And I get in for free because of a program called EOPS. And as long as you like pay your taxes, make under a certain amount of income, which, hey, being a comedian,
this is when you're 17.
Still saves. I think I probably make the same amount of money. No, I'm kidding.
But that's not how you got in when you were 17.
Yeah,
were a comic.
No,
didn't start doing stand up.
It's the amount of money. It's the income level. I was talking about how we're poor.
Hang on. Right. Let's go slightly linear and then you can weed off into 19 directions. Did you go to community college in the Phoenix area to get your GED?
Yes, I got there. It was at a community college above a McDonald's out of a food court in a mall in Scottsdale.
I tell people, don't be scared to dare me with minutia. That is the slogan, the log line of the Dork Forest.
Well, welcome. I'm full of it. I'm just full of minutiae.
You guys, it was above a McDonald's. Your GED. Was that the only thing you took at that particular one?
And then it was part of like the overall community college system. I think I took like philosophy and English. Or something.
Okay. So you took the classes to get your GED and then you took a couple of other classes for funsies.
Yeah, for funsies. Okay. And then my brain wasn't doing so good because I wasn't dealing with grief. So I had to go back to California. And when I popped back up at Cuesta Community College, I was newly clean and sober. It's 2002.
All right. 2002, you guys. She's in Cuesta what? Where is that?
College. So it's just outside of San Luis Obispo. It's in between San Luis Obispo and Morro Bay on Highway 1.
Okay. That Morro Bay is on the ocean.
It's on the ocean.
The bay is actually attached to the ocean.
Yes.
What's the name of the other town? San Luis Obispo.
San Luis Obispo. A college town. They have a college there called Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. And Ronald Reagan in the 80s told people to send their kids there, which was code for send your white children there.
Oh my gosh.
There's not a lot of diversity.
So Cuesta College... Mm-hmm. Community college was in San Luis Obispo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you were there and just started like you had a GED. Now you're graduated from high school essentially.
Yeah.
And you can go So now you're in the California system.
Right. So they
2002.
So they had to test me. And because I had been just experimenting with drugs, Dune style, just out here like a Leo the Knife, just doing things too young. Yeah, exactly. Spicing too long. My brain was a squishy boiled cabbage. So I had to be tested. And when I was tested, I ended up in classes where I had to learn how to like write paragraphs and sentences and had to learn math from the ground up. Like my brain was just, it was pulverized.
Were you to ask me to at this time, mm-hmm. I could not diagram a sentence. But at one point I was taught how to diagram a sentence and I had to break it up into verbs and nouns and adverbs and adjectives and all of the things. And then I took that to Latin and I still wasn't good at it. But I couldn't do any of it now, but you took like a basic English diagram sentences, writing. Yeah.
And even getting there, I was so scared because I thought, so here's the thing about community college. There's no barrier for entry. Do you have a pulse? Do you have an ID? You're in.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And because that means education is for the masses. There's no barriers at all. It's the most.
So what made you go though? I mean, like, cause you moved back to San Luis Obispo. Did you have a place to live? Did you have a job? Did you have any of that?
I was living with my grandmother and I had a job at a local pet boutique that was also owned by the local.
Grooming?
Yeah. Yeah. It was like a, they sold like Gucci bags for dogs and adopted out cats.
Sure.
Yeah. It was hilarious.
Okay. But you had a job and you had a place to live.
Yes.
And you just thought, because it's not a hobby at this point. Now you're just like, I'm going to go to college to learn something or.
I mean, I've always wanted to graduate a thing, which I still haven't.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I've always wanted to graduate a thing and I don't know. It just seemed like the right thing to do. It was kind of like what my 12-step humans were like, just go to school. Right. So there's not a lot to do up there anyway. It's beautiful, but it's not like, you know, you can get a job, entry-level job, those are held by the college students. So as a county, what are you going to do, right? So so we get, I start going, and at first I was so nervous about going that I would drive into the parking lot because I thought somebody would know. Like they'd be like, ah, you're dumb and you're a bad kid. And
why are they letting you?
Letting me into the place where they let everyone in.
Right.
And so I would drive into the parking lot and then I would leave. And I dropped like two semesters in a row because I was afraid to get out of the car.
Okay.
And then I had a lady tell me, she was like, hey, ding dong, you're going to get out. You're going to enroll in those classes. You're going to get out of the car and you're going to call me on the payphone because it was before cell phones.
Ended up.
Yeah.
Just sort of bookend the whole process. So you haven't really even enrolled. You're just pulling up to get into the school.
I'm enrolled, but I haven't gone to your first class. If you don't go to your first class, they kick you out. That's the one rule. You got to go unless you have a good excuse, like my kids or whatever. And that's a great thing about community colleges. Like if you're a single mom, like my grandma was, a single mom who went at the same time my uncle did. And she got her master's degree. She like went on to become a therapist for 45 years and like change her economic life. And like, so you can go if you have stuff come up, as long as you communicate with the professors, you're fine. But I was just being a weenie. And so I had to like get my weenie self out of the car. And then I was so nervous. I had this great teacher. And she was like, first off, you're smarter than how you tested. I don't know what was wrong. And I was like, I was high. And then she was like, but here's the cool part. Most people who come out of the K-12 system don't really have these skills anymore anyway, like diagramming a sentence, like writing a really good paragraph, like writing a 3-paragraph essay. I'm such a sicko. I love writing essays. I love,
yeah.
I love what I found out through community college is that when I am not running from the chaos of my life and my family, I love education. I think it's the most beautiful and fun thing. And I did that for until 2005. And then I moved to LA. And I,
well, here's the crazy thing is that she's right. I mean, nobody knows how to do any of that stuff. So to some extent, we should all take that class. Like whether or not you have a degree or whatever, to learn basic English skills, to learn the difference between, and to learn basic math skills.
Yes.
Yeah. Because then you're not, you know, new math, you know, you're not using your toes. You're not counting, you know, extra with your dick.
Today is tax day. Somebody is trying to calculate their deductions with their dick right now.
Right now it's happening. You don't know.
The dick abacus, the dick abacus.
So you just took a bunch of entry level classes, mm-hmm. but now you're in the California Community College system.
Yes. Which affords some cool things. So let me tell you, if you're considering going back to school, whatever level you're at, you can have a degree. Jackie, you could go to school. You want to go back? You could go back.
Andy took trigonometry at the community college here in the Valley.
Yeah.
About 7 or 8 years ago, because he wanted to remind himself how trigonometry worked. Of the two of us, he was the only one who wanted that. But I was like, you do it, brother. I bow to it.
It's so
Right. So you took these two classes for sure.
I've taken Spanish. I took history of California.
Up in Cuesta?
Yeah. California native. I had the most amazing, I wish I could remember his name. I took anthropology. My first major was anthropology because I wanted to make no money. And
You want to be bones is what you want to do.
and here's the cool thing about community college is most of the classes are taught by people who do the job. So our forensic anthropology teacher was the forensic anthropologist for San Luis Obispo County. And she took us on digs that they were having. So we got to see real live archaeology digs with real life human bones. We got to handle real life human bones.
I don't think that's legal. Anyway.
Yeah, they should have. Oh my God. I'm so clumsy. You should see, my cell phone is so cracked. They would never let me touch a human bone today.
Well, I think just respect wise, I don't think that they're supposed to allow just students to touch the bones.
That's a whole thing. So you learn to call, so you call any specimen the individual. Like you refer to them as the individual. You refer to them with super respectful terms that you get from you're actually taught to handle them with care. But she did tell us if we ever dropped, because she had fetal skulls. She had the whole thing. She was like, if you drop one of those, it was always if you drop one of those, I will actually kill you.
Right. I will bury you and no one will ever find your bones.
No one will find you because we know. We know how to,
where people are looking. Yes. So how much is a credit though? How much work towards an associate? What is it?
I've been working towards an associate's for 1,000 years. So it's I moved to LA and then I went to Pasadena City College for a little while. I went to, I went to Valley College.
Are all of the community colleges in the state kind of connected?
Yes. So they they have their own system. They know. And also too, what you do is you submit, you can get your online transcripts and then it just feeds in online now. It used to be that you ordered a physical copy and then you brought the unopened envelope into the community college. And then they were like, you have had an education somewhere. And then they add that to their stacks. And so that's what allowed me to kind of hop around because it's only $5 to get a new copy. So, and I lose everything. So I would just order my new copy every few years. I'd get frustrated with my life.
Right.
Want a gym membership I couldn't afford. So here's the thing.
Oh, because there's perks for being in there. There's community. There's a student union? Is there weird.
Yeah, libraries. So you get the libraries, right? Which gets you free access to Canopy, which you also can get through.
What's Canopy?
Canopy is, it's the library system version of Netflix, and it has a lot of canceled like stuff that you can't find on other streaming services. You can order it too. Oh,
okay.
But you can get it with a library card. You can get it with a student ID.
Okay.
And so you get access to Canopy. You get access to, if you're a dork who likes to read actual, not do your own research on the internet, but actually read like PubMed articles, you have access to PubMed. You can, so you can read the science. That's what doctors and science majors use. You have access to a lot of newspapers and publications, periodicals. For a while, I was living in LA and I wasn't trying to have an entertainment career, but you know, everyone moves down here and you got to get skinny, right? That's the job. But I couldn't afford a gym membership. This is before like Planet Fitness or whatever. And so
how much is Planet Fitness? I don't have
like,
a gym.
It's like 10. It's like 10 bucks a month now, probably a little more.
All right.
Right.
Okay.
So, I would enroll in community college because I'd pay my upfront for like, at the time credits were $19 a credit. Now I think it's like 33.
Okay.
But then you get your money back because you apply for a thing called Pell Grant, Cal Grant, and FAFSA. And they just hand you a pile of money back. And usually they hand you more money than you paid in the first time because they want you to cover your books and your lodging and all that stuff. And so you get a big pile of money and I get to go and work out. I ended up running alongside Pasadena City College's soccer team and hanging. Okay. The coach and I got along so well. He was like, man, I wish you were any good at soccer. I was like, I'm very bad at it. I'm very bad.
Right. Not very good at soccer. Anyway. Yeah. So,
So you can get like, you can do weight training, Pasadena City College. So here's the story. So I went Pasadena City College, Valley College, moved to Long Beach, went to Long Beach City College, then went to Cerritos College, then moved back to LA and got heavy into stand-up and kind of just forgot about everything. And by this time, I'm one core class away from being transferable. And it's taken me 20 years because I'm that way, right? And so I head back up and the pandemic happens. And where do I end up again? Pasadena City College, go Lancers!
The community college has a mascot or a team?
Yeah, so they're the Lancers. I don't know what Valley's is. I feel like the Valley College mascot should just be a guy waiting for the orange line, just like a tired person in the heat. but
do they have teams? I suppose if there's a soccer team.
I was watching, and I should have written it down. I was watching the Dodger game last night, and one of the Padres that they were playing against, he got brought up by a community college team. So they even farm professional baseball players out of community college teams now. So they have soccer, football, basketball, baseball. They have all the stuff.
They have all the teams. They have a gym. They have a library. You get the library card gets you like all of the extra publications and periodicals and like all the nerd stuff that you might want to look up that aren't even your major. You can just have access to all that information, and it's all online.
Yeah,
like and I bet you with a library card. This might just be possible with my LA library card, where I could probably read the Wall Street Journal and the Guardian and if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm. That's a whole other episode because I do a lot of stuff at the library now for my day job.
Okay, because you go to the library now for your day job, right?
Lot. Yeah, like you can learn. They're teaching me how to sew at the Glendale Library.
Right, because they have, that's right. You were telling me that at the libraries, they've got, this episode, I think, could be like using community
resources.
Resources.
Because community college also has a nurse's office. I broke a tooth at one time and I had somebody go and they got me through it so it wouldn't abscess.
They have a nurse's office.
During COVID, they were testing us every time we went on campus. So they had nursing students.
Free tests.
We got free tests. I got free tests twice a week when we went back to school. I went back during the pandemic because A, what do I do when things get stressful and I have nothing else to do? I go back to college because I love it. And because I got tired of meeting with managers or meeting with people and they're like, so how many scripts have you written? And I'm like, I've been trying to survive since 1999, bruh. I learned I could do stand-up when I was 32. What do you mean how many scripts I've written? So I went to school to get a screenwriting education. And all of my teachers were current screenwriters or worked. We had one guy who worked for the Writers Guild as like the guy who trains their showrunners. One guy works for a bunch of shows on Apple TV and like written a Terminator movie. And here's how you find the good professor. So if you want a UCLA USC education on the dime, here's what you do. You go on to Rate My Professor, which, by the way, Rate My Professor is sort of like the Google reviews of
teachers. Is it like .org? Rate My Professor?
It's ratemyprofessor.com, and it's some of it's really rough. Like some of it's like just they're mad because they had to work for the first time in their life or something. But what you can find out is if these professors work at expensive universities, because every professor in Southern California is what they call a freeway professor. So they teach at Chapman, they teach at Pasadena, they teach at Long Beach, they teach at UCLA. So oftentimes I'd be getting like, I took this really amazing literature class in Long Beach from the guy who wrote the book that they teach out of for UCLA.
Wow.
So yeah. And him and his wife stayed teaching at Pasadena or at Long Beach because they wanted to keep a foot in the community college system. I even almost got my USC professor, screenwriting professor. I was like, who do you like teaching more? You like teaching us or do you like teaching the kids at USC? And he was like, well, you have a diversity of stories. What he basically said is we're not boring rich kids. You know, retiree and two students that were going on to film careers in different schools. And then like comedians, I took a comedy class at the Santa Monica City College Adult School for $99 taught by a guy named Jonathan Solomon. Are you going somewhere and paying $400, $500 to take a class? Right. You could find it at the community college.
But does graduation involve a night at Flappers?
It involved a night at the Comedy Store, actually.
Okay.
We get the same experience, and it's usually a lot less. And you get the incredibly awkward character building experience of performing stand up under community college lights, which are somehow brighter than a dentist office.
Okay.
And no laughter at all. So it's like the best preparation for LA comedy right there is just being like,
just going to mics. Just go to open mics. This will train you perfectly. Just everyone looking at their own notebooks.
And that's what he said too. He goes, there's nothing I can teach you that an open mic isn't going to teach you more of. So here's what I'm going to do. Everybody has to bring in a new open mic every week that they like.
Okay.
And all so right. It was that thing of like, it kept us accountable. And that one wasn't even for credit. That was just adult school. Adult school is a service that's offered by most community colleges to help further your education or get you a certificate. So for example, you can get a screenwriting certificate from the adult school. You can also get one from the community college. Or let's say I got offered a job being a yoga instructor, but I didn't have a certification. Okay. I could take that at the adult school for cash, and then they would I'd get the certification. It'd be like a 6-week course or something.
Okay.
So they offer
there's practical classes like is the sewing class?
Yeah,
it's just at the library, but it's sort of like an adult school kind of thing.
Yeah, so that's just like a practical service. Like they did Glendale Central Library has been offering a lot of stuff in their craft room. It's called their makerspace.
Okay.
But you can take sewing at the community college. You can take piano. You can take, and it's always cool because then you're in a class with retirees. You're in a class with maybe people who hadn't, like myself who have a million, I have so many, I have a Dave and Buster's amount of tickets of credits at this point. Like I could walk out. That's actually, hold me accountable, Dork Forest Rangers.
Yes.
Hold me accountable. I need to go to Pasadena City College and go, hello, what can I cash these in for?
Right. When I went to college, eventually they called me into the office of whoever, and of interactions with students. That's a name.
Yeah.
But whatever it is.
Student affairs?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Some sort of counselor, some sort of student counselor, and told me that I had to pick a major. And I said, well, how many credits? What does it look like? And the guy, I remember saying, he said, you have one more credit towards graduation in poli sci than in history.
Oh.
And I said, well, then I'm a political science major.
Oh, wow.
And then I became a political science major, and I eventually graduated after 5 years, which was fine.
Oh, I got in trouble in political science. So this is way back. This will date. So let's see. So
did you get canceled?
No. I did in political science class. I had I was listening to a podcast. I think it was like Marin or something. It was like when podcasts were early and iPhones were brand new and shiny. And so I showed up to class and I pulled my earbuds out, and they never used to just like automatically stop it. And so it was just Marc Maron cursing as loud as possible. And in the middle of
if
lecture.
You would have been listening to the Dork Forest at the same time, because this started in 2006, there wouldn't have been any cursing.
There might have been a little fucking person. If you're listening to this in community college, pull the earbuds out right now and get loud. All right.
I'll tell you something. They will turn off. So, because it's all Bluetooth. So, okay. So you've taken English classes, and you've taken math classes, you've taken
science,
philosophy, you've taken anthropology. You it for reasons of the library. You do it for reasons of the gym. There's what other classes? Like, do you just go in and pick stuff? Like, what have you taken?
I thought I was going to be for a minute, I thought I was going to be an occupational therapy major, because I'm good at, like, caretaking and good at working with, like, old folks and folks with disabilities. And so this was pre-comedy. And so I was like, okay, I need to take anatomy and physiology. So I took those. That's real fun, because you're with a bunch of nursing students who won't relax again for the next 10 years. Like they're just terrified. And that's actually helped. I can honestly say, as a martial arts dork, I can also say I have a third degree black belt, and the amount of times I'm like, I need you to flex your lats. I need you to flex your lateralis major. And they're like, you're what? And I'm like, just knowing where all your body parts are is so valuable. It's so valuable.
Right. Well, I mean, like the variety of information that you've been given, like there's, like if you've taken literature classes, you've read a lot of different kinds of books, right?
Right. And the literature class was crazy too, because I took a literature class that it is transferable, but every time I have to talk to the office. So here's the deal. You're supposed to take for transferable classes, you're supposed to take this ugly writing a bunch of research paper classes. And I've already done that, because I had to start from the ground up, and we wrote a lot of research papers. So I know how to write a research paper. And so what I did instead is I took this thing called, it was English 4 at Long Beach City College. And it was amazing, because it was for future English teachers. So we were reading. Okay. I got the education there that I would have missed in high school. Because when I dropped out of high school, I was in honors AP English and history. Like I was doing good before my brain and everything in life. So like I got to go back.
But they
read.
Made you read like all the classics that you're.
We read.
They make you read.
We read Hamlet. We read. We read The Handmaid's Tale before they made a show about it. And
I too read, but that's because I'm a million years old. I read The Handmaid's Tale accidentally while traveling around Europe because it was the only thing in English because I had forgot to pack enough books would not have read it on purpose. Other book, by the way, I read on that same trip was a book of Hungarian short stories. Talk about sad sack. They were all set in 1952 when the Soviet tanks rolled in. But it was just one slice of life. And each buddy's slice of life, by the way, ended poorly.
Yeah.
It was just like, it was essentially, but they were the only books in English I could find and one weird Ross Thomas, like mercenary gun book. It was, and I ended up, just 5 or 6 years ago, finding the rest of Ross Thomas's books at the Iliad used bookstore.
Oh, I love here the Iliad.
Here in the Valley in Los Angeles. And so I ended up reading like 20 of those books, and that was amazing.
Have you ever thought about doing a live Dork Forest at the Iliad?
No, they don't have the space.
Oh, that's true.
Like if the Iliad was Powell's, it would have work. A coffee shop.
Yeah,
yes.
It would work. Or Roman's.
Right. I'd have to move up to where that general store that mm-hmm. has that open mic. Mm-hmm. It has a music open mic and a comedy open mic. Yeah. I don't know if it's still happening, but it was 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they have a pretty good sandwich, a little pricey, but it's right next to a boot camp a boot camp acting class that I.
I
25 years ago, I went to their open mic. 15 or 20 years ago, I went to their acting class, the acting class next door to it. And since then, when I go to the Iliad, I usually walk down and get a cup of coffee at that coffee shop.
It's Moby's. That's what it's called, Moby's. And I know it's called Moby's now because my friend, there's a
is it a new owner?
I think so.
It was never called Moby's. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So that coffee shop, so I have a friend who is a music producer. And his studio is near there too. And him and a drummer who work out of that music studio are getting coffees one day and they left the car running and the car got stolen in front of it.
Well, that doesn't even make any sense to leave your car running in anywhere in California,
especially
much less in Los Angeles.
That in the, you're that close to the clown. You're that close to Circus Liquor. You gonna leave anything running?
I don't. Brentwood, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't. Not unless you're willing to pay a peasant, throw a peasant a penny to watch it for you.
I know. Yeah,
it's just like they used to do in England with the horses. Anyway, So you read Hamlet and you read Handmaid's Tale
and a bunch of short stories and scripts. We read, it was interesting because the way I still have the book, the way he designed the book was he'd give you a famous photograph and you'd have to talk about like the plot and the composition of the photograph as a story. And so it was very fascinating. It was just very like,
it's like an interesting way to go about.
Yes.
Getting you to think about story creation. That's so interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a rip-roaring argument about whether or not, because Margaret Atwood calls herself a speculative fiction author, not a sci-fi author. And
that's because they're not calling it sci-fi anymore. They're calling it speculative fiction.
I'm a sci-fi.
You don't care.
I don't care. Give me it. Listen, you know what I do? I go into the Goodwill and I look specifically for Tor books. That's what we've gone.
You like that? You like that publisher?
Yeah. You know, it's the thing about that.
Cage Baker. Did you read Cage Baker?
Oh, no.
She's my favorite science fiction writer. Yeah.
Okay.
With a K. She's from Los Angeles and retired in San Luis Obispo.
What? She's living her best life. She is.
Well, she died about 10 years ago, but she was a guest on the Dork Forest about 12 years ago.
Oh.
Her dorkdom was that she was at the very first Ren Fair and in San Francisco, and then it became too corporate, man.
And
at the time of the recording was going to the Dickensian, the Dickens Christmas one, which was a lot more, less anachronistic, a lot more smarter. I don't know.
Okay, here's the thing. If it's accurate, then it's just sad. That's the whole point.
That's the point. That's what you want.
And
yes.
then, and, but also,
people die. Dysentery.
So, Cuesta Community College across the street was a big park, and that's where they had San Luis Obispo's Ren Fair. So I know she went. She tried to park at Cuesta to get to the Ren Fair. All right.
Oh, I'm sure her and her partner rode their bikes. So you don't know. You don't know. And actually, I don't know if she was gay, but I thought that it, I thought she was.
Yeah.
It's all a bit of a blur at this time. And guess what? Can't matter.
Yeah.
I like the idea of her being gay, but a lot of people like the idea of me being gay.
Same.
So, live your best life, fictionally.
Genre.
Let's get back to community college.
So we got an argument over community college and or over, because it was interesting because it so
sci-fi versus
speculative fiction. God, this was like 2009, 2010, somewhere in there. And so he's like, it was so cute because at the end of class, he said to me, oh, and also on Rate My Professor. Okay, this is going to sound random, but him and his wife both taught, and they on Rate My Professor, it's a 1 through 5 scale, and if you have a chili pepper, you're kind of hot. You're community college professor hot, which is kind of hot. It's like comedy hot. It's a little medium hot.
There isn't a hot professor in the whole wide world. I had a crush on my Indonesian political science professor, mm-hmm. and absolutely no one else did.
I loved his brain, man. I get a crush on a brain. I definitely, if you are a person who gets lost in a romance novel or a shoujo anime or, you know, a romance manga, you're going to love Community College because the professors are young and some of them are kind of good looking and it's just enough to keep you going to class. And
well, because, and young does help actually with, because we all forget how good looking we were.
Yeah.
Even if we, because we didn't feel good looking. But when we look at pictures of ourselves when we were 22, you're like, no, that's not bad. That actually, I should have been working that. Why wasn't I working that? Yeah,
exactly. So it's fun. So we got into this big argument and it was, and at the beginning of class, he asked everybody who is your, first off, like who's your favorite author? And at the time, because I hadn't read other authors, I'd read the Ender's Game series like 3 times in a row. Like I had a problem. Yeah. And listen,
it was amazing.
It was amazing.
Orson Scott Card is a mess.
He's a mess as a person. But,
yes. But did you ever read the one about Master Makers?
Oh, the one about the Mormon Native character. Yes, but magic. Yeah,
it was magic. It was all a reimagined history of America with magic, and everyone has magic. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Seven son.
I haven't read it. My ex read it because he was like way in deep, and
the first 4 or 5 are good. This is what happens when there's a series. You could say things like the first 4 or 5 are good, or you could say, like for me, the Dresden Files. That guy, the first 4 are not good, but it gets good right around 5.
For me,
and then, but you wonder why did you read the first 4 to get to the 5th one? And you're like, well, I don't know. I was bored. I was just reading.
Yeah, I was in it. I felt you could. There are shows and books and things that have that kernel. But yeah, so I'd like written the. But he asked who here is going to be an English professor, and I was the only person who didn't raise their hand. And by the end of class, he pulled me aside and he goes, I just want you to know it's been a delight having you here. Because I got in trouble. Okay, this wasn't in trouble. So we read Everything is Illuminated. So they made a movie about it. And in the movie, there is.
Who's the author?
I think it's Jonathan Safran Foer. I think it is. Okay. I could be wrong.
Never heard of that person. I don't know why. I thought you were going to say the guy who wrote. I thought it was going to be Richard Bach for some reason.
It's
the guy who wrote Jonathan Livingston Seagull. And that's why it went in my fridge. Yeah. It also wrote Illusions.
Jonathan Safran Foer, which is another author. He wrote a book, a really obscure book, like The Curious Case of the Book in the Night or something like that, I really enjoyed. He also wrote Up Incredibly Close and what became a sad comedy movie. But he he, so it's about a guy who goes to the Ukraine. Not, was it the Ukraine? to
but you read that.
Yeah. And in the movie, the lead singer of this band called Go-Go Bordello, this like punk, like wild, like kind of circus aesthetic kind of a band, was in the film. And he has this really great voice, right? So he's like, all of the men are, I am unequivocally tall. Like he has this like terrible, yeah. And please don't cancel me. I know it's, I'm being ethnocentric just by doing the voice. I'm so sorry. But
what was the ethic so supposed to be?
I guess. I mean,
you just failed.
Bad Russian. Bad Russian.
Oh, okay.
So I'm reading it and we're reading out loud. We're reading excerpts and I'm reading like, I'm reading in the accent because I think it's funny. And and he's laughing and he's red faced because he's trying not to laugh. And he goes, this is before comedy. So I had unused comedian muscles.
Right. You weren't getting any stage time to bleed off a lot of energy.
Exactly. So he said, yes. I'm going to need you to just walk outside because I can't look at you right now because you're making me laugh too much. And so I was banished to the hallway for being too fun in class. Yeah. So yeah, and that was like, it was such a cool experience. And I always, if you're bored, if you are, if you're in a part of your life where you feel stuck, like at the pandemic, I felt so stuck. And I was like, you know, the crazy thing is the professor I took the most and got the most practical skills out of gave me B's both times.
Okay.
But I had, let me tell
you. What was it? What was the
class? It was screenwriting. I took film aesthetic. So it's like something, something 15, like cinema 15 or something. And then I took, and it was really great because he was like, so you could tell he's just like a nerd for movies, right? So when we talked about cinematography, he did 2001 A Space Odyssey and made his Zoom background the spaceship and would switch it periodically.
So you were taking community college classes over Zoom.
Over Zoom. You can just do it all over Zoom now. It just like in the 12-step world and in the comedy world, there's still Zoom things happening.
Sure. KO Comedy still has stand-up every week, twice a week, I think.
Community college is going strong online. Strong. Because what they found is they've perfected online classes used to be the biggest pain in the dick. They were so hard. I tried to take political science online and I was like, I'm just mad now. I don't understand. I need a lecture. I was like, I need an in-person lecture person. And then Zoom started and we all got used to it and they perfected it and simplified it. Instead of giving you more because they thought, oh, you're at home, they realized, oh, wait, this is actually more for you is more for us. We should just make this normal. Regular,
right?
And
just
so
sort of they simplified it somehow.
Yeah,
or?
I learned audio editing. I wasn't able to get into film editing. That was always packed. But I got to. I wrote a trash script for a movie. I wrote a whole movie.
Okay. Right. Finished the script. Yeah.
I took my final core class, which was statistics, and here's how things have gotten even better. So check this out. So I, in the amount of time between 17 and 41, have discovered by about 25 that I have a raging ADHD, if you couldn't hear it in the podcast.
I think we had a glimpse. We had a glimpse, you guys. By the way, let me just tell people that I am talking with Anna Valenzuela. And if you go to @AnnaVisFunny and you, in June, buy her album, which is called Murder Puss, coming out on Burn This Records.
Yeah.
And it's in June. Also going to be a video special probably on YouTube.
We'll figure that one out. We're figuring that one out.
But definitely the album.
Yeah, definitely the album. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So thank you. Look at her with the That's a professional,
sure,
ladies and gentlemen.
I'll bring it back.
You would crush the radio. Because so the thing about media studies and Pasadena is it's film, television, radio. So you can take radio classes. You can take. They have a radio station there, by the way.
Sure.
They have all kinds of stuff. So, and that's where they used to run KPCC. Now they have a building across the street, but they used to do the one of NPR's biggest affiliates on that campus.
Yeah.
And so you were really getting, like, again, hands-on experience, the real tea, right? And so I'm all nervous about taking a math class because now I've done comedy for God knows how long. So all I know how to count is change at the merch table and, like, to count back that the booker has paid me what I'm owed, right? And so I'm freaking out about math again. And I go to the it's inauguration day, big day. That was a big day. It's inauguration day. Biden's getting sworn in. Lady Gaga's a singing, okay? And my college counselor and I have a call about which math class I should take. He calls me, goes, girl, I am so sorry I was late. I was dying. Did you see what Gaga was wearing? And I was like, we're going to be best friends. So we start talking. And he goes, let me tell you, things have changed. So since you started back in the dark ages, I see your transcripts. Now, they select professors that are passionate about teaching, maybe not about publishing. So what they want to do is they want to see you succeed. So there are five professors. I'm going to give you their names. I'm going to give you five professors that are like math whisperers. So for people with ADHD, like all your disabilities, your age group, your history.
Whatever you might be worried about.
They got you.
That's neat.
They got you. This professor was, it was so fascinating. It was my highest grade coming back as a trans man whose study for statistics was police violence in the Las Vegas Police Department from 2013 to 2015. And as this is happening, so like we're at the beginning of the pandemic, all the like Black Lives Matter stuff is happening. And we were able to have these really rich discussions from positions from positions of data. And like I was, my ex is a very funny comedian, his name's Stuart Thompson, and he was a math tutor, right? And he would come over and he'd be like, I'm gonna help you with your math homework. I learned statistics. So while I was doing statistics he had never done, I was
there. You go.
He went to Berkeley. And so
ouch. Yeah.
So there's a lot to be said for, like, if you have the desire to learn or just need some community services or are feeling stuck and you don't know what to do, or you just, again, my writing class always had one retiree who had done nothing but read junk, like John Grisham novels and just watch all of that. So there was always like your hard boiled crime drama. Or a political intrigue, you know.
That's all they wanted.
You know, you had the kids doing their, their like young coming of age comedies and all this stuff. And it was really cool because that guy, here's a magical thing. So we're in the writing professors I took. Is it Mendoza? Was his name Mendoza? Ooh, I'll have to get you the professor names because he's really good. It was funny because we had to do a writer's group in the back. So we're doing our little writer's group.
Sure.
And here's this beautiful little 19-year-old. And somebody had written what is now a slur for the Romani people in their script.
Oh, there you go.
And she, just the sweetest as pie with this boomer, capital B boomer. She just looks up and she goes, so, and my last note is that we no longer use the term that you used for Romani people, and I don't want you to get canceled or in trouble for using the wrong language. And it was so cute, and he was able to hear it. It was like the opposite of Twitter discourse, Jackie.
Yes,
it was But the way
it was an exchange of information. Yes.
Yeah, and
the language has changed. You should hear this. And yeah, I heard that there is some use of that word with the Romney people if you use it with another word. I don't know.
I don't know either. Right.
So we're going to spare the world by, if it's a word nobody likes, I have no interest in using it.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. And the point is I don't think
I could just wait.
She would have gotten that experience without being there. And I don't think he would have gotten that experience without being there. Like if he was just taking some like private writing class through like old rich guys fund of America or something, he might not have gotten that ability to talk to like a 19-year-old who's just starting out in the world. You know?
Here. That is really cool, but I have a practical question.
Okay.
So you're taking a class and it might be $30-$35 a credit.
Mm-hmm.
How many credits, like, is it like a 3-credit class? So then the class itself might cost $100?
So it costs you a little over $100 per class out the gate.
Okay.
And you pay it. What I do is
and
I
if
pay
you don't
it.
Show up, do they get to keep the $100?
Yeah. That's yeah,
it. So it's an inspiration to go to the class.
And
like you've given someone $130. Please attend.
Please attend. But again, they have this thing called the California. So the Cal Grant gives you a certain amount of money for tuition, books, and health fees. And then there's the Pell Grant, which if you qualify, if you're in a certain income bracket and you have like your parents met certain conditions.
Right. You just have there's paperwork to fill. And when you go to if I were to go to Santa Monica Community College or whatever.
Yeah. SMC.
To their website.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I want to take this class.
Mm-hmm.
They would say, well, fill out all this paperwork with all your info.
Yes.
And then they'll say, and then we want you to pay this amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Will it also prompt you to ask you your income and these things to fill out?
You have to fill out your financial aid, but they will say it at almost every turn. Like, have you filled out your financial aid? Have you done this? Have you done, and I know it is different for people who have living non-incarcerated parents when they first start out college.
Sure.
Because I know my cousins on my mom's side of the family, they had to provide their parents' income, which they might not get the same rebate, right? So you pay upfront, and then they give you a big pile of money back. So it would be I was actually because they give you a little money for like room, board, food. So I was coming. I was actually in the black as far as like money coming back from the government. And you can make that money go
so
farther.
It's worth the It's worth it.
Yeah. With digital textbooks, used textbooks, most professors know that everyone's out here on the struggle bus because they are too. That's why they're writing for Apple TV and also, doing. Right. Yeah.
A side hustle of teaching community college.
Exactly.
Andy teaches game design at a tech university in Burbank called New York Film Academy.
Ooh.
And New York Film Academy has a... When he first started, it had to be probably 10, 12 years ago. He loves it so much. Mm-hmm. Like he has clients and he makes video games. And then, of course, he has the board games that he's been working on. And he's got a tabletop game. So he has a work. But
so
he
cool.
also, he loves the teaching so much.
Yeah.
And it doesn't pay very well, obviously, because it's $33 a
credit. But he probably.
No, but I think that Aunt NYFA pays. Knife is more expensive, but whatever.
I think it gives you access to, again, people you would never usually have access to. And
they're almost all foreign students and a lot younger. There's a lot of students from Saudi Arabia and a lot of students from China.
Amazing.
And so he gets to meet these kids because a lot of them are super young. Like sometimes the oldest will be like 25 or 26.
Amazing.
And they just want to learn game design and they want to go into the game design industry. But
which is great.
So he loves that. So super cool. I love the idea that you can just go to whatever. And I don't know how much it is in other states. And but those I know that those Pell Grants are nationwide.
Mm-hmm. And FAFSA is nationwide. Yeah. And
how are you spelling that?
FAFSA. Sorry, I just got Invisalign and I can barely talk again. Okay, FAFSA.
FAFSA?
Form. Yeah. So it's FAFSA. Yes. And yeah, that okay. is, that's a thing most schools will either make you fill out or they will, they'll just fill it out like, or if you apply for any financial aid. Also, each school, if you click under the financial aid section, has even more grants. So let's say okay. you want to be a nursing student. There's going to be a local rich lady who was a nurse for 45 years who's providing $1,000 cash money to nursing students yeah. to qualify. There's okay. arts grants. There's for acting students and all kinds of stuff. STEM obviously is getting the most money, and it should, because we need
yep.
more of that.
The best minds of my generation are making pot that won't make you sleepy, but it'll also keep you high. So, STEM, true. you can get excited about it, but why don't you work out a cure for cancer, my Stony Magoo
put a
compatriots?
Layer, put an ozone layer, but re-roof it.
Come on, Gen X. Gen X decided not to. Anyway.
Yeah. And it's also really interesting because the teachers, like, especially in the film program, all the teachers were like, have you heard of this thing called TikTok? So basically, the best ones have a beginning, middle, and end, like a film, but they're like 15 seconds. Can you imagine that? And so it was fascinating because it was like them learning in real time. We actually had, and maybe Andy would want to get in on this, again, my one professor, we asked him, what is it that we should be doing when we leave this class? Like, if we're going on to 4-year, what's the type of writing we should be getting into? And he said, video games, because games are affecting the way that television is written and the way that movies are written. And you can see it. There's like objectives. There's like clearly a mission objective at the beginning of episodes now. And like, so it's fascinating. He goes, because they're influenced by cinema and cinema is being influenced by them. And that's where all the money is going to go.
Okay. Well, this is fascinating. And he teaches he teaches a class called transmedia, where you have to write a script, you have to do an animated series, you have to do a podcast, and you have to do a game.
Oh, do they take community college credits? I'm looking to transfer.
right. And so I'm sure that community college has now got a transmedia class. You might want to look into it.
I will.
Anna Valenzuela, you guys, it has been an hour.
Yes.
Let me tell the powers that be that we have been talking with Anna Valenzuela. It's at Anna V is funny.
Anna with two N's, and baby. Mm-hmm.
That's it. A-N-N-A. V is in Valenzuela,
mm-hmm.
and is funny, like the words is funny.
Funny.
Murder Puss is the name of the album, coming out in June. The name of the record label is Burn This.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing the show, and we'll have you back and talk about the next thing.
I mean, we might have to do a part two, because I'm going to say this and then I'll shut up. I promise to God. I found out I just reconnected with two family members. Guess what? They're going to school to become community college professors. It's their dream to work where? Pasadena City College. That's right. California's premier Latino university. Anyway.
All right. You guys, you remember the rules out there. Take care of each other.
Hi, Adal. How is the show?
People think that you're saying Dahl, D-O-L-L, but you're saying Dahl, D-A-H-L, because one of our first dates
right.
was Indian food.
actually, it's because I asked you by email very early on if you slept like a burrito, like a pizza, or a sandwich, and you didn't understand what I meant, and you said that you sleep more like a doll, a D-A-H-L, and I've decided to call you doll ever since, because you are my soupy girl.
Soup. I would love to remember when our first anniversary, I don't know why this is, hey, it's a phone bonus, you guys. Anyway, so Andy Ashcraft and I have been married low these many years, but get this, for our first anniversary, you took all of our early emails and
yes.
put them on nice paper and bound them in a book, and you won that anniversary.
Right. I have since lost that email account. So if I ever wanted to do it again, I could not.
Well, behind you on one of those shelves
yes.
is those pieces of paper.
Oh, yes. It's down in here somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Anna Valenzuela's episode of The Dork Forest, which I just finished recording.
Oh, my gosh. So this is still fresh.
Fresh for 1999, KRS-One. No. That's a reference to a song from 1,000 generations ago. She talked about community college, the community college system here in California.
Oh, okay.
I bragged about you taking trigonometry at Valley College.
I did. I took it.
And then
it was my first class. It was my first math class since high school.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you pass?
And I was. I did very well. But the first week was like a panic because I was like, "Oh, I haven't used these muscles in a very long time." But then it all came back, and it was good.
That is great. So many reasons to go to the community college system.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
she
it's great.
Like one,
it's truly
she has
great.
One more class, by the way, to get her associate's degree.
Oh, okay.
She has 19, probably one more class to get 13 associate's degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
Because
all right.
She took everything but this one core class.
Right. You could just keep taking classes. It's no big deal.
Right. And she likes to take the classes, and she's been to several. She's been up in Cuesta College in San Luis Obispo.
Okay.
She did Pasadena. She did Valley. She did Santa Monica.
Nice.
And then she started again during lockdown because you could do it over Zoom. And one of the things she loves about the community college system is that you get a gym membership.
Uh-huh.
And you have an opportunity to let Chris answer the phone. But the thing is, it's fine.
Okay. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. It's the phone bonus.
You're right. Exactly.
But it was like, there's library cards.
Yeah.
And publications. And there's a student union.
Yeah.
And there's a soccer team.
Yeah. It's a real thing. People don't think that community colleges are real colleges, but they are.
They are real. And
they are
she,
real.
Lovety loves them.
Yep.
And it's like $33 a credit.
That's right.
So it's about $150 max for a class.
That's right. And so it's very, very affordable. The idea is that here in California, everybody should be able to go to college.
And when she started, it was free. And
then
it was working too well. And so they changed that law. But now she does it. And then if you fill out the financial aid, you can sometimes make money. They give you extra money for books and housing
and all that because they know that it's tuition is not your main expense.
Right. And she said that they also have like a nurse's office.
Oh, yeah.
And during lockdown, if you went on campus, you could get free PCR testing for COVID.
Oh, nice.
Twice a week. She would
really?
Go. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So
it
is a
great.
Resource.
I love a community college. I absolutely love a California community college.
She is also going to the Glendale Public Library a lot lately, and she's learning how to sew at the public library.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
They have a maker's room where they teach you how to do different things.
That's cool.
And she's taking sewing.
Yeah, somebody else was telling me just recently that that the LA Public Library has, I forget what he called it, but there's basically an app for checking out books, but they include comic books, so you can check out comic books.
Right, you can definitely get comic books, and you can. She said that there's something called Canopy with the library card, which is movies and TV shows.
Neat. You can check out movies and
like Netflix
TV shows.
It's just streaming.
There's probably old movies and stuff on there that may not be on Netflix or may not be on anywhere else.
Right. So it was a celebration of community resources, and it was a great episode of The Dork Forest.
I love that.
Yeah,
I love that we're celebrating the commons, right?
The commonwealth.
Yeah, kind of. Well, I mean, it's the commons. It's the thing that that everybody has access to that nobody can really take away.
No, you can't take away freedom, and you can't take away my commons.
Right.
I love it. And I like you. Rangers, you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh my God. Thank you. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?